Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, October 8th, 2007. In the West Bank, the Israeli army invades a number of cities across the region. In the Gaza Strip, meanwhile, at least 8 Palestinians are injured by 2 separate Israeli airstrikes. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Israeli army invaded several areas across the West Bank on Monday morning, kidnapping at least 5 Palestinian civilians. In the northern part of the West Bank, at least 10 Israeli military vehicles invaded the Al Ain refugee camp located in Nablus. Soldiers searched homes and kidnapped 2 civilians. During the invasion of the camp, local resistance fighters clashed with Israeli troops. Israeli sources reported that one soldier was lightly wounded. Meanwhile, in the central West Bank, Israeli troops attacked and searched several homes in the Kadura refugee camp located near Ramallah. One man was kidnapped in the invasion. Elsewhere, the Israeli army attacked Beit Fajar village, located near the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem, on Monday morning, kidnapping 2 civilians. In related news, Ali Abu Ramlia, 45, died on Sunday due to wounds sustained 1 month ago during an Israeli army attack on the Jenin refugee camp located in the northern part of the West Bank. 8 Palestinian civilians were wounded in 2 different Israeli airstrikes in Gaza on Monday morning. Dr. Muawiyah Hassanen, director of the emergency department at the Al-Shifa Hospital of Gaza, reported that 5 civilians were injured when Israeli jet fighters attacked a group of civilians in the Al-Shahiyah neighborhood in the eastern part of Gaza City. Dr. Hassanen added that 2 sustained critical wounds. The second airstrike targeted a group of Palestinian police officers east of Gaza City. Local sources reported that 2 police officers sustained moderate wounds in the attack. On Sunday evening, a Palestinian civilian sustained moderate injuries when Israeli tanks shelled homes located near the Al-Mintar crossing, east of Gaza City. The Israeli army on Sunday announced that it held the Hamas movement responsible for the apparent firing of a Katyusha rocket earlier the same day. The rocket in question landed near the Israeli town of Netviot. Neither damage nor injuries were reported. In related news, senior officials in the Israeli army have suggested that Hamas has now established total control of arms smuggling routes from Egypt into the Gaza Strip, adding that an increased number of explosives and rockets have been smuggled into the coastal region over the preceding weeks. The officials failed to report the means by which such information was obtained. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, brought to you by John Smith and Ghassan Benoura.